be tired as long as the kesem is not very large. Kesem is not existing. Aber mirin, die wir auf Hanin an Tignes, mit Boran gebrennt, שואיני, עד כמו יתרה, עד שדרי שופו, ולדבורו אונמיידים, ולרבונון די אמרה, תגמור נאו השתיקה שלי, ולרבונון די אמרה תרה, עד כמו, so, I mean, the Rabboni say that even if she did not kill in a chilet, and even if it's larger than Kitrisi 8, so it's there, all right, it's larger than Kitrisi 8, but there has to be a limit. So, say, I mean, without a limit, it's not Mistaga, that so there must be a limit, even according to Rabboni. So according to Rabbonon, at kamo the chiyepsher litleis kesem godel b'machilet. Omer Rav Nachman, teile b'pishpish b'ad kitzum. In other words, pishpish is a bug that is larger than the machines. It's larger than the machines. So in other words, so according to the Rabbonon, even if it's this day, so you are telling machines. But the machines is not as large as this day. It's less than this day. So it means we are telling a kind of a bug that is much larger than the regular machines. So we are telling. So, kesem rochi kitum. So, at kamo, but a pishpesh is not an elephant either. So how large a size of kesem can we attribute it to a pishpesh if it is kitum? Now, kitum is also a certain kind of a bean, but that's a very large bean. I think in English it's called Lupine, L-U-P-I-N-E. That's a very, they have all kinds of sizes of beans. So Tumes is a lupine. It's a very large kind of a bean. So if the kesem is as large as the largest type of a bean, then we can be dealing. But suppose it's larger, so then we cannot be dealing the pirmish mito in a pishpesh either. A pishpesh is not as large as an elephant. Here we have kitumes. He gets some rock of kitumes. Kitumes. The chilitli, blue machiles, or the pishpesh. Shem a pishpesh or shek some godel. Ton rabon. Pishpesh. Ze orchid or orchid. The tamid is the kind of a bug, it's all big all. So, the tamid kereche, bris krusolot, meaning the expression bris is a little strange, I mean, it means that has the characteristic, that's what it means. Bris krusolot, now not in the sense of covenant, I mean, no covenant was established between the pishpesh and any other party. So in nature, the police kusore, so that's nature of things. Shekola meile miriabe, anyone who touches it, who rubs it, so he'll be able to smell it, effort it for a long time. Or kikirobe leaning some. In other words, the tikkun and the kesem that is okay for orbe, so it can be tailing the fish page. The tiny jereche bris kusole, or he can orbe in some tiny jereche in trumo. die Knan, Oishetom, Tam, Pishti, Gifi, Hareze, Yifleid, now, Kasha mentions the whole Mishnah in Tumim. So, Oishetom, meaning Samim, Yadakes, and Oiko, we are to listen to the installing on the Pish page. Oishetom, Tam, Pish page. We hold to my mind. We are adding hook, the sheriff, a high knock at tomorrow, we shall meet the long name, almost a meekness. The meekness at tomorrow, the brother in there, Yivra, the Bishua in a Yivrek. So, in other words, if they told him, you became Tomek, he was in tomorrow. And then somebody told him, you know, just before he became Tomei, Mele, when you touch the tumor, so the tumor became Tomei. The tumor became Tomei. So the question is, and he still has the tumor in his mouth before he swallowed it. It's still in his mouth, in his throat. He can spit it out. So the question is, should he spit it out? Or should he swallow it at all when he took it into his mouth? So he didn't know that he was coming. So maybe he can swallow it. Or since now he knows that he still didn't swallow it, so what if he had it already? He already put it in his mouth, but he's able to vomit it, to spit it out. So he should spit it out. So there is a machleket between Rav Lezer and Rav Yishua. Rav Lezer in a yitla, he doesn't have to spit it out. Rav Yishua in a yitla. Avo, omole tomeo yiso, utmeo hoisa tumo. But only when does Rav Lezer say that yitla, only if even if it turns out he wasn't Tomei at the very beginning. He wasn't Tomei at the very beginning, but he became Tomei after he put it somewhere in his mouth and before he swallowed it, so he was told about it. So since at the time when he took it in his mouth, so he was completely better, so Buddha says he doesn't have to spit it out. Mashinkin, they tell him, Tomei Yiso, you are Tomei for days before, except that he didn't know about it. So then, when he took it in his mouth, it was already the Yisar, the Shemit. So then the Lezer is also made it, that he has to spit it out. Or of course, in the case, Oishaneida Shutero, suppose somebody put something in his mouth, and then, he finds out before he swallows it. He finds out that it's terrible. So of course everybody is made. He has to spit it out. How can he be allowed to do an Isar of terrible just because he didn't know? Oishne shel terrible. Oishne toam tam pishlis leserpin. If he fell the tam of the book. So that's the sheretz, that's a kamo vikamo rabi. I mean, so of course he has to spit it out. He cannot swallow it, even though he didn't know. Hareze yifle, hoyle viatol nitno, nisechpi yivira hotzu, ze lichashin lechetron. When does Rav Lezer say that he should swallow it? He should swallow it. When, and not spit it out. When at the time he took it in his mouth, he wasn't Tomei yet, but then he found out he became Tomei. So then, because of Hetzer Truma, and he took it in his mouth, he had to also the Hashim Hetzer Truma. But if he was Tomei all the time, except that he didn't know, so then then we are not Chayshish for Hetzer Truma. Then the blood is made and he has to spit it out. And in the same like nearly should tell, or that is a sheretz, it's a pishpesh. So, okay, Krobin, Xomit, Tamit, Rechei, Lin, and Tumor, Vietnam, ראשיתם תמפיש איזיתי הרי זה יפלאי מיון בנו ירק ותדין צבל אותי שאהו פריפיר לטייסט. You see, but the answer is the pishpi, the bok pishpi has a reyach that is like the tap. And of course the reyach you can feel when it's in your mouth even before you swallow it. Some male is not allowed to swallow it. So, Why? So Tate explained it because Chazirim are very filthy and they are accustomed, you know, to lie in filth and to absorb spots of blood from the filth. So Minele, if somebody lives in a near Sheish B'chazirim, so then the sanitary conditions are so low that whenever a woman finds a chesem, it is reasonably attributable to the chazirim. Even though Jews were never Mikado Chazirim, but that affects the sanitary standards of the whole city. So, Omar Abnachman by Yitzchok, he heard the keres, he hear sheyesh bo chazirim dam. Now let's hear Rashi. No yadatam tishpei, bakat niyodol ha-yeri abei, chazirim eich mishkotzim umosim matizim dam, ki di keres da bochim harbei, di ashpoi su shkotzim tzulim bo. Mishkotzim tzulim bo, now, Taisa says that the din of Yosh Yesh Bachazir in Cheshishin Niksamim Niksamim. So today it's not like this. Why? Because in the time of Taisa, so the Jews were so isolated from the Goyim that even the Goyim were Migadle Chazirim over them, and the sanitary conditions were at a lower step, but the Jews somehow managed to maintain the modicum of sanitary conditions. So in the time of Jesus, so they were able. And that must have been, because it's not that in the time of Chazal the Jews did not have as high sanitary concepts of sanitary conditions as in the time of the Sheikh Hasishan. I'm going to say that. But in the time of Chazal, there was no such thing as ghetto. Because the Goyim, until the medieval ages, did not know of this practice of ordering the Jews to stay in a special place, isolated from the Goyim. They made all kinds of theories, but they didn't, a ghetto they didn't have. Rome, in the times of the worst decrees, did not have a ghetto for them. Jews were allowed to live in the same places as the Goyim. So in Melee, it was impossible for Jews to maintain the modicum of sanitary conditions if they lived in the midst of Goyim, where the sanitary conditions were so low that they were all Migadle Chazir. It was impossible, no matter how hard you worked. But in the time of the Shem, there was such a thing as a ghetto. There was such a thing as a ghetto. Some Mele, even if the Goyim are Migadle Chazir, but they did not affect the Jews. The Jews were still able to maintain a modicum of sanitary conditions. Some Mele, so they did apply. The cherished Abochin Harvey, the Ashkish and Scots and Tsim, I can we tell it? On the right, isn't it? Jigris in a tailor. Pockets in a Jigris tailor. The washing of Mishnah is ambiguous. In the Pranin of the Antiques. It says, Ad Jigris or Po. So what does it mean? Ad Jigris or Po. And Jigris also you can tell it. Or up to Jigris. But Jigris itself, you cannot be tailored. So I'm dead there in the Machlech. Between Rabune and Rafi. Om Rabune is Machmir. Kijris ain't a tailor. Pocket in Jris tailor. But Rafi Domar, Kijris tailor, even if it is as large as a average being, so then he's tailor. Yes, I'm a Jris ain't a tailor. Yes, I'm a Jris ain't a tailor. So Raphizi is major. Lene biad the whole community. Because the Roshna Mishnah is, the Rabchanina Tiga is saying Ad Kitrish of Puk. So the question is Ad biad the whole, up to Greece you can tell it, inclusive, Greece inclusive, or Ad Voloyad the whole, Greece not exclusive, Greece exclusive. So if it's Kitris, it's male. So Rabune holds that Ad, he says Kitris in Etele, he holds Ad Loy Ad Bechlau. Ad Kitris, but Kitris is not inclusive, exclusive. And Rabchide, who says even Kitris is Etele, who is made here, he holds Ad the Ad Bechlau. So maybe the Russian Mishnah is Ad Gris, so it means Gris included. You can be tailored. So, the Rabbun is Sovak Ad Gavoy Ad Bechal, the Rabbun is Sovak Ad Gavoy Ad Bechal. Omalo, Rabbun, Ike Ad Gavoy Ad Bechal, the Ike Ad Gavoy Ad Bechal. So in other words, it's not that Rabbun holds that whenever the Russian Ad is used in the Mishneh, it's Ad Gavoy Ad Bechal. Sometimes the Russian Ad is used in the Mishneh and it's Ad the Ad Bechlau. And sometimes when the Russian Ad is used in the Mishneh, it's Loy Ad Bechlau. It's not Gris, it's not Ad inclusive. Not inclusive. So Hochele Chumle, Hochele Chumle. It all depends. If the Chumle consists of saying Ad the Ad Bechlau, that the Ad is inclusive, so then we say inclusive. But if the Chumrah consists of saying that the Ad is exclusive, so then we say Ad is exclusive. Here the Chumrah would be if we would say Ad Loy Ad Bechlau. If we would say Ad the Ad Bechlau, then there would be a Kyole, that even if the Kesem is as large as a Greece, we still can be taken. So we say Ad Loy Ad Bechlau, Lechumre. In a case where the Chumre would be by saying Ad the Ad Bechlau, then we say Ad Ad. Shibokh Lechumre, Hilkach Ad the Loy Ad Bechlau. Ti Ad the Ad Bechlau, Havali Kule. Ti Tone Ad Kitri Stele, the Kamel de Lepreite, the whole Ad as Mino Lechumre. Ti Ad the Ad Chumre U as Mino Basro. Ti Ad the Ad Chumre U as Mino Basro. Der Abfried der Maloch, die Aro Meimelo, lechum raminon, lechule lo yamrin. That lechum re, we do say, ad di ad dechwa. But lechule, we do not say, ad ad dechwa. In other words, it's like Rabune. But, why does Abfried say, here, that Kitris is Tele, that means that we say Ad Ad Bechlau Lekule, because here there is a special aloche, that by Ksomim we go wrong. Roche, it Rababuye, Dom Rababuye, Kosher Chachom Lachmir, Chut in Drish of Ksomim Roche. Ike Damrelo, Lehoshmaitze Batanapsh. Rabuni omar kitvis yes am tri. The Rabchizde omar kitvis the poches am tri. Because Mishrege is the adiach the hoche kidamle. So now, but still the same longness. In other words, Rabune and Rav Chisde generally agree with the principle enunciated in Ilei Treikes that Kol Ad Vazim L'Chumre, if the Ad is inclusive, that's the Chumre, so then we say the Ad is inclusive. If the Ad is exclusive, it's the Chumre, so then we say Adloy Ad Bechlam, Adloy Ad Bechlam. And but here, the Chumre would be by saying Adloy Ad Bechlam. So that's why Rabbuni says like that here, Kitris, you cannot be tailored. And Rav Chisde also agrees with the general principle enunciated. But here we say Ad the Ad Bichlal, that is Ad inclusive, even the Kule, because of the special Alochek Abiksomi, that we go with it. So the same thing, except Mashmu is there, Shemitivinai. In other words, the question that comes the first lesson, it relates to the Mishneh and here they separate them. Alright. Amalo Rapinach, Lava Masnis, Rabbi Chomitri Beid Beid Och, Adi Adi Och, Kidom Ravun Lechumre, Kidamun Lechoduch, Lilke Hadulei Adichla. So, because here the Chumre would be by saying Adulei Adichla, it's already quarter to one. Yes? Okay. Can I go beyond it? All right, for tomorrow, so we'll finish the period, and we'll spend a little more time and less on it in the period. Less for the period can mean the of the Masasko, the Tichris, and then she found Tichris Yei, or whether we are still involved in the Masaskes and in the Macheles or not, I mean, so it's a Bible initiative. And then there is a very difficult Mechaber, the Sinik Tzadik, and that Abaye. Alright, so we'll discuss it tomorrow, and then once we finish that period, so we go back, left off, where do you leave off? That's with our from base, right? Where do you leave off? Am I in Tzricho? Or before? Don't tell me, because I can make a mistake. Am I in Tzricho? Yes? Okay. So, you should be ready until the end of the period. I think that you already learned the Gemara from the Leon. And you see very difficult Gemara.
See you guys in the year of Lama Rosh Hashiva, Shulam Zayin, Chav Aleph, Kislev Hitar Shemir, December 4th, 1985, on Wednesday.
The first line, Mesri. In other words, that's in connection with the Machlekes between Rabune and Rav Chisde. The Mishnah says, Rav Chanine ben Antigne Seiner Atik Rishel Kul. Va'afal Kishaloyho. So the question is, what about? So one thing is clear. If it's Yesam Negeris, then you can't be killed. If it's Poches Megaris, you can be killed. The question is, if it's Mamish Gris. So according, so Rabune says, he's the Machmir, he Gris only Tehle, Poches Megaris Tehle. So So Kikri says the same din as Isamigris. In other words, that in this Mishneh, Ad is Loyad Bechval. It's not inclusive. In this Mishneh. And then, Raphrizde says that Kikri is like, is Pochet Migris. So here it means Ad the Adbechval, it's inclusive. According to Rabune, Kikris, we cannot be Tele. Only Pochas Migris. According to Rafriz, the Kikris, we can be Tele. Only Yesa Migris, we cannot be Tele. Meise. Now here, it's a very difficult remark, and I should have told you, even though I said, you don't have to go over the taste test, but this taste test, you should go over. But it's my fault. You know, I can't, you know, think of all the tasteless, but anyway, I'll go over the tasteless in detail, every word. So, Meise, Hoyo Aleo Tipei Domin Limato, Vi Tipei Domin Limailo, Tele Be Elien Akidris, whether Tele Elien Akidris or Tele Be Elien Akidris, to yourself. My love Kikris no mato, Loi Kikris no mato. Now, so how does Rashi explain it? Tipi domin no mato klei laktan. So, limato means smoke some. Tipidomino Milo means big sum. So in other words, so on top of the piece of the garment, so you have big sum. And at the bottom of the garment, you have smoke sum. You have smoke sum. So, Tele Berlin Achigris, that's how Rashi explains it. The Milo doesn't mean, according to Rashi, I shouldn't have said it, the Milo, I mean on top, because according to Rashi, the Milo doesn't mean that if it's only Milo, means big summit, not on top of the garment. So it means big summit, and the Mato doesn't mean at the bottom of the garment, but it means smoke summit. So then the aloha is, my love to Chris Limato. So I mean like Rafrizde, Kikris no mato, Kipocheis Mitris Vitalino. In other words, if you have two kinds of ksum, so if you have two kinds of ksum, you have big ksum and small ksum. That's limato is small ksum, klimaktani. And limaila means big sum, so you can be tailoring the alien attributes in the big sum. In other words, the smoke sum, so it doesn't even have to be discussed, because the smoke sum are certainly pocket increase. But the big sum, so then it depends if the big sum is more than grease, so then you cannot detail it. But if even the big sum are at the grease, so then you can entail it in the machiles. So if it grease no matter, so kipochet. My loy kikris no matter. So according to Rashi's pshat, it's in the Ratzin Mikveh the Gemara. You can't. After all, the Mishnah also uses the Lashon Akidris. Still, there is a machlokes between Rabun and Rav Chisde whether Akidris means that the Gris is inclusive, the Gris is inclusive in the Heter, or it's exclusive of the Heter. So why is this Braise different from the Mishnah? So, Gemara is asking Kashe, my love to Krishna Mato, because it says, Hoyo lo tipidomine mato, tipidomine milo, smoke some, so there is no problem with smoke some, that's tiny some, tipidomine milo big some, so then there is a problem. So you have to determine whether it's kitris or not kitris. So my love kitris no mato, when it says akitris, that means that even a gris itself is inclusive, it's like poches migris. So in other words, you're making the same diuk like Chafrizde is making in the Mishneh. But Rabune says that here the ad is loyad bichlal. So why couldn't Rabune say the same thing in regard to the ad of the price? My odi, this price to the Mishneh. So it's Miratzi Mikre, the whole Gemara. But anyway, according to Rashi, the Gemara said the Makshin assumed that from this Braise it appears that, like Chafrizde, that Gris is like Pochesmo Gris. Like Pochesmo Gris. And the Gemara said, no, it doesn't appear. We can say like Abune also. But it's Merav Zinikre. So what more is Mucha from the Braise that is not from the Mishnah? So Monefia, just as Rabune could say in respect to the Mishnah, even though the Lashon Ad is used, but here it's Ad Loyad Bechlal, because the Chumre. So we say, if the Chumre consists in interpreting Ad Loyad Bechlal, so we say Ad Loyad Bechlal. So the Braise could say the same thing. Pirusha Kumpres, now, please. Pirusha Kumpres, Limato Ktam, Limailo Deli. It's very confusing. All you have to do is just concentrate. Limailo Deli. So Limato doesn't mean the bottom of the garment, and Limailo the top of the garment. Limato means tiny specks. There is no problem, I mean, of course it can be tailored. But the Milo, so then there is a problem we have to consider. How large the so-called big summit are. So, at least, even the so-called big summit, you can also be tailored in Achilles. Pirish HaKuntras Limato Ktan, Limailo Gdeli. Talmion be'elyein ha'godol b'idam ha'chile. So, the ktanim doesn't have to be discussed. I mean, the ktanim are tiny spots. So, of course, we can be tailored. But even the so-called ksonim daily, so if it is up to Greece, so we can assume that it's due to ma'chiles. Talmion be'elyein ha'godol b'idam ha'chile. Akitris, my love, Akitris, Kilimato, Chipokas Midris, Lord Kilimilo, Bilei Samitris. Is that him? So, there are a number of kashis. One kashi is, am I not Kilimilo and Mato? Have we been confused with times? I mean, that's the usual expression, I mean, for the first time that we see the term Limilo used in the sense of big, and the term limato in the sense of small, in the smell of salt. So, I'm not at limailo limato have a minkat idei muktan vei heichem mashmalei ke limato my ulman bimasnis. So Monefshe, the same diuk from ad, because ad means inclusive, the ad is inclusive, so in the Mishnah also. But here Rabune says no, whenever the ad inclusive interpretation is a kule, so then we say ad le ad bichlal. So in Rashi say the same thing. I mean, what is there in the Rashi? anlocket le mayr und mata abun, ka dien tan vei dich maschen, to mata mayrum im masnis. Vei, to li haben wir le minkat kiro, naylo. Kol mata da haben wir mei nach die Kofis mit Ritz, wie jedes am mit Ritz. So, die Preise should say, hoyo le tipik domi, in its pochus mit Ritz, tele, in its lipogis, why such a strange language? Lishe hinokat hadoch, vinyera li. Now, so, don't. I mean, Rashi doesn't even make sense. Rashi's pshat. I mean, here, there is the Mishneh uses the Loshon Hav, and there is a machlokes between Rabbun and Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu says that here it's ad v'loyad v'chol. So why couldn't he say it in the Braise, the same thing? I mean, what is it? What is it? So apparently, here is different. Because here, the Mishneh doesn't talk of two types of Ksav. Ksav, a Kesen. So, if the Kesen is a small, up to a great, so then we are paid. So, maybe we cannot even direct whether it means up, ad inclusive, above the cloud, or ad not exclusive, exclusive, ad below ad the cloud. But here, the Braise talks of two types of Ksav. So that's a funny way of stating it. Two types of ksamim. So why do you talk two types of ksamim? I mean, after all, the criterion is, as far as ksamim are concerned, so the criterion is Greece, whatever. So why two types? So why does he talk as the Telebeelinaki Greece? And what about that thing? The answer is, Tachtin certainly is Pachas Midrash. But the alien, there's a big Aksami, so that might be Kitris also. So in other words, according to the way it is formulated, so in other words, the Braise is telling us that there are two types of Aksami. So what is some ktani and some day? What is a kesem cotton and what is a kesem gadol? So the Braise is telling us, so what is a kesem cotton? What is a kesem cotton? So kesem cotton is pachas midrash. Then there is no problem that it's attributable to machlokes. And what is a kesem gadol? A kesem gadol is gris. Because it says here that even a kesem gadol can be attributed to the Machilas. Now, he couldn't say that a Kesem Godel means, no matter how hard it is, it is some grace. It is some grace, so then it is not attributed to the Machilas. And the Braise talks of two Ksam, a small Kesem and a big Kesem, a relatively big Kesem. So what kind of classification can there be? Two categories. One, and the Braise talks of a big kesem that is also attributed. And what about the small kesem? The same thing? No, the answer is, the small kesem means, then it's pocket measures. Then that's called small kesem. And the big kesem means if it's a grace, not if it's more than a grace, because then it's not attributed. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. The formulation, why should the Braise mention it in such a strange way? If on the garment there are two types of ksamim, small ksamim and big ksamim, so then if the big ksamim is smaller than yesam is, then you understand. The big ksamim, the small ksamim means Pachas Midrash. That's small Ksami. And what's the big Ksami? The big Ksami, more than Pachas Midrash. So the Braise is telling us, even though it's more than Pachas Midrash, but we are still telling in a machilis. What does it mean? It doesn't mean no matter how large the bikesem is. So it means, so since the price talks of two categories of ksamim, so and the small ksamim obviously is reference to pocket meters. Now, so what's the other category that is called big ksamim and is also attributable to machilis? That must be kris mamash. Otherwise, the whole formulation doesn't make sense. That's the pshat in Rashi. So then the Gemara says, now you see, the smoke something means so small that he, that there is no, that it's certainly attributable to machiasis. It's attributable to machiasis. And the big something is something that we have to consider. Alright, so that's the pshat in Rashi. Vinyali, Patesis explains it not in other words. Not limato is small kesem, and limailo is big kesem, but limato means at the bottom of the garment, at the bottom of the apron of the chagor. And limailo means at the top of the, a little higher, a little higher in the apron. Doesn't mean mamash on the top. ונראה לי, לא אחרי פרוש, למטה למטה מן החגור. למיילו, למיילו מן החגור. תלו באליין, איזה אישה למטה, ניס לו באליין. וישמו, דאמרי לנו, בגיל סב מרם, בלה, דאמרי לנו, כמו שאלי מהאומר עושה, תחתי ננה מהאומר עושה. Because, in other words, what's the aloha? If you have a kesem in the chagur and raso al haluko min chagur limato tmeo, because the min chagur limailo tmeo, because if it's on top of the chagur and the choluk, on top of the belt of the girdle, so then it couldn't have come from the Beis HaTorah. It couldn't have come. If it's limato, it could have come. So Memele, even if she doesn't know of passing through the market of butchers, so it's still Torah, because true she doesn't know, but she probably did pass by someone, and maybe she just met in the street the butcher, and the butcher he passed her near, and then he sprinkled down on her. He was running, so he sprinkled. I mean, there could be one thing is sure: it couldn't come from the base at all. If it's lemayla mehado, if it's above the girl. So here we have tuksan. We have on the holuk, we have on the apron, we have two kinds of ksum. Ksum beneath the girdle, and ksum above the belt, above the girdle. So, mumele, dochet kushe, limato, limato mechago, limailo, limailo mechago, above the belt. So, tele berimin, easy, so in so far as the top kesem is concerned, we don't have to establish any facts, you know, that she passed through the market of the butcher. It is obvious that it couldn't come from the Beis HaTorah on the top. So no matter how large it is, even if it is 10 kerisim, as large as 10 kerisim, so it's still Torah. Is still Torah, because it couldn't possibly have come from this at all. But the shaila is, but she has a kesem at the bottom, beneath the belt, beneath the girdle, also. So insofar as the alien is concerned, so then we are certainly Toile in Itaba, even though she didn't pass through Itaba. So we say, Itabach must have passed her by, and he was near her, and then he sprinkled blood on her haluk, and she was not aware of it. How else could it be? It couldn't have come from this at all. So the mele, so the kesem in the area is certainly toy. Oh, so he says that sometimes we can be tired of the kesem at the bottom of the chepush. So then there is a law. Inasmuch as she has took something, one kesem at the bottom and one kesem on top, and the kesem on top is certainly attributable to a kabok, even though she didn't pass through the shukshot tabochin. So the male we say the kesem at the bottom also got it transferred. The same tabok who sprinkled down on the top of the halyah, so he also sprinkled at the bottom. So if she only had a kesem at the bottom, so then there are two alternatives. Something, then we must say the Tabach passed by. Once we say the Tabach passed by and he sprinkled the dam on the top of the Aruk, so we can say, it makes sense to say, so he also sprinkled the dam at the bottom of the Aruk. The Atkid Reis Mislebe. Mikoma, my Rav. Now, so it means like this. Hoyo tipidom in Lemato, at the bottom of the Haluk. The tipidom in Lemato, top of the Haluk. So, the tipidom in Lemato is certainly Toya, because that, we must come to the conclusion, that the Tabor had passed by, so Menele, we are taking the Tachtin Mele, and we say, the same Tabach who must have passed by, she not noticing, sprinkled also the dam at the bottom of the Haluk. Taylor Boy in Akitruis. So the question is, whether Melmato Lemailo Kochoshi or Lemailo Lemato Kochoshi. So what does it mean? So the Makshin assumed that Melmato Lemailo Kochoshi. In other words, the spot at the bottom of the Haluk is Nijra after the spot at the top of the Haluk. So it's Nisle in the Kesem at the top of the Haluk. So it's Mumato Mal Akitris. In other words, one Gris. So one Gris, two Grisim, three Grisim. So it is this. Pikoma my love, kitris lemato. The at kitris diktona myre shatachtein at kitris is tele deli shen mokim shebo eliyei bo atachtein michlau di rav eliyei mitamin olei. So only kitris ki eisamitris. In other words, that here the only reason as to why we are mitayah the tachtein, the kesem tachtein, is because there is also a kesem elye. But if there wouldn't be a kesem elye, so then we wouldn't be mitayah the kesem tachtein. It's not on the basis of its own merit, but it's on the basis of the merit of the elye. Since the elye is attributable to the machile, I mean, since the elye, the elye is attributable to itaboch, not machile, is attributable to itaboch, so mele we apply it to the tachtein as well. The implication being that if there hadn't been an elye, then the tachtein wouldn't be toy. Then the tachtein wouldn't be toy. So now, what does it mean? At kidris. At kidris. So does it mean whether the tachtein is less than a gris, or even or up to a gris, let's say half a gris, a fourth of a gris, a fifth of a gris, a sixth of a gris, a seventh of a gris? So in such a case, we cannot say till the tachtein the elye. Suppose that the tachtein is half of the gris, then it's on the basis of its own merit it's toyer. And here the Braise says that it is toyer only on the merit of the elye. But if there wouldn't be an elye, then the tachtein wouldn't be toyer. So could it have reference? Could the Braise have reference to half a gris? Half a gris, so then the tachtein would be toyer even without an elye. And here the Braise says that the tachtein is toyer only because of the schutz of the elye. But if it's half, if the Braise has reference to half a gris, so then the tachtein would be toyer even without the schutz of the elye. So obviously, the Mishnah, I mean the Braise, has reference to a kesem tachtein that is a kesem tachtein that is a gris, a full gris of halapas. Let's say gris, two grisim, three grisim, four grisim, five grisim. So then that kesem, which is at least a gris big, so mele on the basis of its own schus, it couldn't be toyer. But it's toyer because it has a shutev, it has another kesem on top of the haluk. So that means that the Braise implies that Kidris itself could not, on the basis of its own merit, be toyer, but only because of the schus of the elye. So whereas, according to Rashi, the Makshin tried to deduce from this Braise, like Chafriz, according to Tesef Shad, just the reverse. So the Makshin is trying to deduce from this Braise like Ravune, because according to Rav Chisda, that Kidris itself is also attributable to Machiles, so then the Braise is difficult. Why does the Braise say, why Tele Be'elien is Tele the Tachtim Be'elien at Kidris Monefshech, if a gris itself is attributable to Machile, so why do we have to resort to the schus of the elye? So even without the elye, the tachtein would be toya. And here the Braise says it's only toya because of the schus of the elye, but if it didn't have the partnership of the elye, see, the elye hadn't been there on the haluk, so then it would be tome. But it without the elye, it should be toya, according to Rav Chisda, so it's a raya from this Braise like Rav Huna. Is what he said. Mm-hmm. Because my love gives this lemadah, the ask it, please, it's tome. So then, if we say like Rav Meir, so what does it mean? Attitudes. So what does it mean? Attitudes. That when starting is matter in my law, and Greece is the lowest size. The lowest size, he says, whether it's a Greece, or it's two Greece, or three Greece, or four Greece, or five Greece, without any limit. Since there is also a Kesem on top, and obviously we must come to the conclusion that she, not even knowing, so had been the company of a butcher, and we sprinkled dam on her, so melee the greed, the kesem limato, in kesem limato is also toil. Is so when it says kigris is limato limailo kochashi. In other words, starting with a gris and ending without a limit. Six grisim, seven grisim. So it's toil in view of the fact that there is a kesem l'mailo, and the kesem l'mailo obviously must be attributed to a butcher sprinkling down. So mele we say the same butcher who sprinkled down on top sprinkled at the bottom. So even though the kesem l'mato is kitris, so on the basis of its own merit it wouldn't be toil, but it's toil in this case because of the schus of the kesem l'mato. According to Rashi, the Maxim tried to deduce like Rav Chisda from this crisis. According to Tesfes, the Maxim tried to deduce like Rabune. How many Christians are Christian Shanga? Loi Kitris or Lemaira? Kelema, Tele Tachtin the Elien, Kisho Elien, Kat Kitris, Umilmaira Limatik Hosh. So it means it's Lemaira Limatik. In other words, if there is a kesem l'mato, and the kesem l'mailo, so the kesem l'mailo certainly must be attributed to a butcher sprinkling, whether she knows it or not. So mele we say the same butcher sprinkled down l'mato, whether it's 10 grisim or 9 grisim, 8 grisim, 7 grisim l'mailo l'mato koshi, 6 grisim, 5 grisim, 5 grisim, 4 grisim, 3 grisim, 2 grisim, up to 1 gris. Mashainche, if it is 1 gris, so then we don't have to resort to the schusim of the Milo Kesem. So then, if it is 1 gris, so then on the basis of its own merit, so it can. So he says, and now the Tarot is saying. That you see, the Makshin assumed that the Greece, Atkit Greece, has reference to the Tachten Kesem. The Tachten Kesem Atkit Greece. Now the Tarzan is saying, no, that Atkit Greece, he has reference to the Elgin Kesem. To the Elgin Kesem. In other words, when can we be Tele in the Elgin? Only the Elyein is more than Gris, is 10 Grisim, is 9 Grisim, is 8 Grisim, is 7 Grisim, 6 Grisim, 5 Grisim, 4 Grisim, 3 Grisim, 2 Grisim, 2 Grisim, if the Elyein is 2 Grisim, so that's the, but, or a Gris and a half, up to a Gris, But suppose the alien is a grease, then the alien itself is attributable to him achilles. So you don't have to come to the conclusion that the butcher must have passed a violence, sprinkled blood on her. Why? She doesn't know of any butcher. So then the question is, how does a kesem of one grease, appear l'elye, which had the koshkin on it? So, and it's like a freeze there. In other words, and even if it's a grease, as long as it's not yesam grease. So it's attributable to him achilles. So we don't have to come to the conclusion. The butcher must have sprinkled on her. If the kesem elie is too greasy in bed, so then we cannot attribute the dam of the elie, of the kesem elie, to a butcher sprinkling down. And then we cannot attribute it to Machiles. So then we must attribute it to a butcher sprinkling down. So then we say the same butcher who sprinkled down on top of the haluk sprinkled at the bottom of the haluk, and the kesem at the bottom of the haluk is also toya, even if the kesem at the bottom of the haluk is 10 or 20 greasy big, which is, but if the kesem on top of the haluk is only one grease big, so then there is no hechech that the butcher must have sprinkled down on it. Because then you'll ask, how did the dam come on top of the haluk after all? After all, it couldn't have come from the bisatuf. That's impossible. And so how did it come if the butcher didn't sprinkle down? She had a kino on top of the haluk. So, and that kino turned out to be the size of the grease. So Mele, you're not forced to come to the conclusion that a butcher pressed a bar. So Mele, then the bottom kesem has to survive on the basis of its own merit. But if it's more than one kesem, if it's two grisim or three grisim, then we must come to the conclusion that the dam on top of the haluk resulted from a butcher passing by. So Mele, the same butcher, could have sprinkled the dam at the bottom also, and no matter how large the kesem at the bottom, so it's still toyer. But up to only if the kesem and top is more than grease, 10 grease, or 2 grease, or a grease and a half. But suppose, that's the limit, but suppose the dam on top of the haluk is only 1 grease large, not 1 and a half, but 1, exactly 1 grease large, so then, as Chafrida says, so it's attributable to Machiles, so then, we don't have to come to the conclusion that the butcher passed by. So Mele, the bottom kesem can only be toyer if it is also not more than yesam gris. Mishana lech tfis ulmayel akum makir etach berim kishelim akir gris umilmayel mata kohosh kishelim gimu prisim ushnei grisim akir gris shozim nutil melgin damachiles. El Ma'omo said, because the butcher passed by, Oz Mislavi Atachti, Umayre Kisha Atachti Yisam Rechris, Abol Moyelin Kris, Oz Li Atachti Toyer, Shein Raglai Midorodo Shedam Gome Alme, Share Elge Yishlis Lai Sidam Achilles. It's a remarkable pshat in the Gemara. So according to Rashi, the Makshi tried to deduce like a prison, and according to Tesef Pshat, the Makshi tried to deduce like a money. Itmar. Nimzor leo ki gris veit. Why does the Gemara say ki gris veit? Why doesn't the Gemara say ki gris? So it's right that the Gemara passed like a frise. So in other words, when is it not attributable to Machiles? So only when it's Kitris V'eit, but if it's exactly Kitris, then it's attributable to Machiles. That's what Rashi says. Mitzal Kitris V'eit, the Hilchas Kirafchiz that they make him. So that's the Rayan, and the old Rishonim passed from a Kirafchiz. So why? Because there is a raya from this Gemara that Gemara paskins like Chafri. Be'esi'eit, in other words, there is a kesem that is as large as a gris in the half. But that excess over and above the gris, the head, over and above the gris adjoins a crushed machilis, ritzupon machilis, up to gris, so even without seeing a machilis, is attributable to machilis. The machilis disappear. But here we have a case where the kesem is more than a gris, is the size of a gris in the head. But that excess over and above the gris, the half over and above the gris, adjoins a crushed machilis. So Rab Chanina in Atmeo, Rab Yana in Atmeo, Rab Chanina in Atmeo, ki talye b'chidritz. And then we are tele in an invisible machilis, even though we don't see any machilis. An invisible machilis, but b'chris v'eilikal. But here we cannot be tailor in an invisible machilis. It's a chris in half, not a chris. Rabbiana in a teiro, hanen leichad leritzupov machilis. If the excess doesn't adjoin a crushed kino, leichad leritzupov machilis. Milchemil said, "Hi, the aid of Achilles, partially he agrees, keeping the Bible tally or Hananta." So Rav Yana says, here there are two kines to which we can attribute the spot. One is an invisible kin, and the other is the visible kin. The one we see. So the machleket between Rav Chanina and Rav Yana is, can we be tailing both at the same time in an invisible kino that disappeared and in the visible kino, in both together? So Rav Chanina says we cannot be tailing in both together, and Rav Yana says we can. We can be tele in two machiles, the visible machiles, the crushed machiles that we see on the baguette, and an invisible machiles that we don't see, both together. There is a machlekes reshein, whether we pass on like Chanina or we pass on like Rav Yana. Boy Rav Yana, Nisasko b'chikris, v'nimtso alo chikris v'eit. So both he was engaged in dam, in the size of a gris, but she had a kesem that was a gris and a half big. So ma, can we be tailor in the saskes and in the invisible machiles, or we cannot be tailored involved together. So Tiboye Lirabchanine, Tiboye Lirabyan. Tiboye Lirabchanine, Atkan Likola Rabchanine, or something, or Elohimo in Isasko. So then, so we have to be Tele in the Kvosh Machiles, and in an invisible Machiles. So we are not Tele, you see, in two Machiles, in the Kvosh Machiles, and in an invisible machilas. But here she was handling, let's say, she was doing an experiment scientific in the laboratory, and she was engaged with them to the extent of Idris. And now she found the kesem that had the size of Idris in her. So we have to be tailored in the saskes and in the invisible machiles, that we can have a and ask a tiger. Or deal more, we can ask my body, I feel it of Jana. Don't matter, the two machiles. So we see that there is a cross kino. So the male of Jana says, since we see a cross kino on the garment, so the male we can be tailored in that. We see the cross kino on the garment. In addition, the invisible machiles that we always tell. Hanim lichen tut machiles, aber hiche den tut machiles to be tele in the saskes when there is no tangible evidence that of any dam machiles and the garment. So true, we are telling the saskes. So we are telling his askes alone, and we are telling in an invisible machiles alone, but in both we are not telling. Aber in a tzufon machiles, we tell. Nisasko b'chigritz, dam tzipe, oi kile. Avrochen nisasko tal, klima kigritz, di dam tzipe, vei dam achilesa. Toshma, nisasko b'yodei, meintele b'choche, b'muet, if she was engaged in new dam, meintele b'nerube. Heiche dome, latke hai gavne, what? Does it mean b'muet in tele b'nerube? It doesn't mean that if he was nisaseik only, let's say, in one grease dam of dam tzipeya. So, and then he found the kesem of two greasing dam. So of course that's obvious. That goes without saying. Why does the price even have to tell us? So then it's no chiddush. So the price tells us of such a case, then it's not so simple. Eich adame, lav kai gab. Lo, ki gen nisats ko bechidris. Vinitzo leo shnei gris in the ei. That really can say that in the case of nisatsko, of Nisasko b'chidris, v'nin tzolok b'chidris v'yeit, then we are there, because one gris is attributable to Machiles, and the other half is attributable to the Nisaskes, But when the Brayse says, b'muet intira b'nerube, this reference to the case of Nisasko b'gris, the Nintzolo Shnei Grisim V'Eit, 2.5 Grisim down is in the case. So then it's nothing to attribute to, but to attribute, because as far as the invisible Machiles is concerned, so you can attribute one Gris down. And as far as the Saskis is concerned, another race, but But the Kesem is true in every Simla. Some Mele is done. So the Gemara says, Yochanan, I mean, that's a Shidara portion. So that goes without saying, why does the Braise have to tell us this? So the Gemara says, no, there could be an argument the other way. That even when she was engaged in dancing, I would say, in the size of a grease, and then she found the kesem on a garment that is large, two grease in the head, she'd also be tired. But how could you attribute it? Or you could explain it. Shkeir ki grease sipeya, shode be mitze, zil hoche lekeshure, zil hoche lekeshure. In other words, we could explain it. In other words, she was engaged in the work of Dam Tzipir to the extent of a grease. So in other words, here we have a kesem that is 2.5. 2.5. So maybe, so it can be explained, because the size of the grease so fell here on the ground. And then, big waters of increased down, so resulted from the machiles, an invisible machiles. And 3/4, and it dropped on this side of the breeze. And 3/4, again, from another machiles, you see, some mele, even though so together, it is 2.5. But that's an unusual situation. So that's the chiddush of the braise. We do not conjure up such an incident. So nimtzom malchem shkil receiver shod yemitze, and that dropped, that you put in the middle, zil, and then you had 3/4 of a grease down, dropped on one side, on the right side, and 3/4 of a grease on the other side. So you have one grease in the middle, and 3/4 of dam from the crushed machiles on the right side, 3/4 of a grease of dam on the left side. So together it's 1 + 3/4 + 3/4, so it's 2.5. It's 2.5. So we do not have to say that it came from the Bisatov. So there's the chiddush we don't say. Kamash. Or now. My remember Rashi, Rafil Talia Kijuris Bitsiper, Akate Poshna Kris Vay, Mao Tenishkil Kijuris Dam Tsipir, Shon Mitze. Yeah. Omarope Ninzo Leo Minechot Taylor Bay Kama Mini. Rashi, Nimtzaleo Minechot, Midoba Hadim Eli Kesem, Kintzileo Yisraf, Vahakach Motzo Al-Chluko Kesem, Afil Ein Mariose Dein Eli Se Amin, Is Taylor Bay. Meise, Nisasko Bloodeim Ein Taylor Bay Shochei. So, why do you just have to say, Nimtzaleo Minechot, Is Taylor Bay? Is Taylor becoming me? So the Gemara says, Nisasko Shan. The Chid, what's the Pshat Nisasko Shan? The Chid Nisasko. The Chid Nisasko Minodei, Eicha Talim Bei Kesem Shoch. Avo Nintzola Minodei, if we see that on her garment was a minodim, and but that minodim on the garment is clearly, let's say, from the syrup, let's say, of a fig tree, clearly. And then we found a kesem of dam. So then we say, in view of the fact that there was israf shvichikma on her garment, and that obviously didn't come from this at all. So somebody must have sprinkled on her and a garment, the syrup for the fig tree, which is reddish. So Mele, since we know that somebody sprinkled the syrup of a fig tree on a garment and she wasn't aware of it, so somebody could have sprinkled on her dam also. Aber nun soll er nur den Tele bekämpfen, schau, dann bin ich ein Kirche, die Mieter soll er heim nie. Mit Lo Yode, and she wasn't aware of it. Och ein Name habe er Lo Mina Achrine Lo Yode. Mas ein Kein, if the Mina Achrine, if the death mean was not found on a garment, but she was engaged, let's say, in Damode, and then we found on a garment not a money, but we found Dam Shocher. So we should say the Dam Shocher was sprinkled. If we find Damode that is clearly not Damido on a garment, in addition we find Dam Shocher that might be Damido, so then we say that the same person who obviously sprinkled the Damodein, that is, the Damodein sprinkled Dam Shocher too, but in case of Nisasko, so we have no proof that someone sprinkled upon her any Dam. Some Mele, Meiche Teise, should we conjure up this thing that somebody has sprinkled the Shocher? Nisaske schon der Kind, Nisaske nun ode, ich hat allinen bei Kessem Schoche, hat er nicht so nun ode, Tele bei Kessem Schoche. Da muss man sich hier nicht nur lehein nehmen, du ja der auch ein Name, habe alle meine Achine gelegen. So mele, there is no kashe, ob am Rod ist die, ob die nun so lehein meine Achod, Tele kann nun. Ike da amre, oma Rove, Nisaske nun Achod, Tele kann nun. Meis, wenn Nisaske bod im Tele Schoche. Ki koma rove, di saske bitan hiles, di is becoming me dom. So now do I say, call the second lotion. So rove's halacha is limited, is modified. Rove doesn't say in every case of nimtso lim nechot so tel becoming me. Only if it's nimtso lim nechot that comes from a source that could be the source of another nimtso. Let's say, min echod of dam from itanegeles. So let's say, es dam odin, es dam shocher, and so on. So mele, the same source that brought, that resulted in this dam odin, could have resulted in dam shocher too, but in another case, Rabbi doesn't say, so there is big nachkemina between the first lashon and the second lashon, and we pasken like the second lashon. Yisaske b'tan, or Rabbi only applies the din to the case of Yisaske b'tan Yeles, these will come in the dom. Maise b'yishachas. Shebo lifnei Rabbi Akiva, and she told Rabbi Akiva shele maki, but the maki was killed. But then he asked her, but maybe it was still sore, raw, so that it could open up again when it's irritated. So he said yes. So he said, Mimele she is toya. Mimele she is toya. Mimele is toya. Why? Because Yom Chachomu Lehachmir al Hoke Vatanya Yom Chachomu It's a double Hoke Lelach. So there's a braise that says just the reverse, that Ksomu to the Chachomu enacted Lehachmir Omer Rabbine Eloi Lehoke Ladivateo Lehachmir Ladivateo. In other words, when the braise says it means that midraisi kesem yisrael legamrei, and the chachomim lo machmir should be coming, but in the scope the extent of the Tumeh, so then the Chachomim were lenient. Well, look at the Tera Lachmavir. So, Rabbeinu, look at the Tera Lachmavir. Uksamim Atzmon de Rabbom. Look at the Tera, because Rabbom Uksam Lachmavir, so look at the Nirmur. Uksam Atzmon de Rabbom, Rabbeinu, look at the Italino in the Holy Day. Eight you know soon. Eichu hu nosum tachas hakar. The Mishnah. Tachas hakar. Means of the Mogul historia. Because that's definitely attributable to Machiles. In the days when the Machiles were very common. Not today. Mashein kei. If it's Moshuch. So then usually so the Dam Achilles is not Moshe. Some mele, it indicates, it tends to indicate that it came from the Mokir, and it's Moshe because the aid was pushed in, so that stretched out the Dam and elongated it. Iboyos, who said that? Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok. So the question is, mi plig ol boyim, mi plige rabbonon alid, rabbi zeh barab tzadik oloy, rabbi zeh at rabbonon, achilik an rabbi zeh barab tzadik, and they are mitame, even if it's ogo, only rabbi zeh barab tzadik, he is mitame, when it's ogo, but rabbonon achilik, oloy, maybe they're not achilik, tosh, kesem oruch mitztarev, tipin, ein mitztarpin, Money, here was the Rapture Clomer it's you. Homa Moshech Kol Shultan. So Moshech Kol Shultan. El Labrabonon Shmamino. Shmamino Plige. Loy Laylom Rapture. Yehiam Rapture be eight. I will be Kesem Loy. Not right. Kesem Oru Hunstarik. This way. Moshech called the Tome, the Hindon Moshech, and Gupe Yose, when Shikatalitan, after the Chicharutom, Leilom after the Blazer Boretzil, the Chiomar, but when it's Moshech, so then, it's the Raise Tome, because then, it's a Raya that it came from the Mokea, the Chiomar Blazer Moshech. So if Adam Gufo is a B8, in the case where she did make a decay at that age, she did make a decay, and but she didn't look at it at that moment, when she took it out, she put it under the pillow. Then the next morning, there was light, she looked at it, and then she found it Moshuk, so then it's a Raya, that it's not a Dankino, that it became Moshuk, because she pushed it into inside, so that made it Moshuk. So mele, the Raya is that the dam came out from inside, not from a kino. Mashein came of a kesem, when she didn't make a dick in it, just a kesem on the garment. So then, even by Moshuk, it's attributable to Machet. Each of the decades they are, the Kesem Shalach Luko, Kitris Vei Bino. And if it's not Kitris Vei, so even it doesn't make a difference whether it's Ogul or Moshuk, so then it's Toya. Then it's a Sibirikot and Machines. In the case of an eight, so we know she pushed it inside. But the question is, when she took it out, did it have the dam already last night? Or at that time it didn't have it down. But then the Machiles came on the eight during the night. So then we say, if it's Moshuk, so it's a Raya that the dam came from inside. And if King Moshuk has a result of pushing out the piece of cloth with the dam on it from inside to outside, that elongated it and stretched out the dam. Toshma. יאמר הדיר משמוע הלוך הקרב לזה ברב צודק הלוך המכלל דקלי יש ממנו so it's a riot in the Chachon and Achille and they hold even if it's all good it's done but Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik says if it's all good then it's a tribute to Achille even an aid when Achille is coming so we pass for like a Rav Tzadik now the taste is Nisaska b'chidris u'motzo leo chidris yeid in a reach ho adin Nisaska b'poches b'chidris ונמצא, תגמור איזה נבייה in the case of Nisaska b'chitris and then he found the kesem she found the kesem that is a gris in her אמרי הוא עדין Nisaska b'chitris b'chitris ונמצא לו כשתריס נהיית לכל בייה זו Not only if she's Nisaska b'chitris and she found the gris in the hefkesem, even if she was Nisase in the size of dam of hefigris, and then she found a gris in the hef, so it's also b'chlal tabay. Then we might be hope she tell it in a tale, after the rabbianai. אם כן כי פושטו לי כמה מי לב גאי גם נלטו משנצסקו את פוקס וטריס ופשיטו לי נטילה אלא בא לי בכל נדמות Now, I just want to mention a certain שיטה של מחבר רצים את קוצדיק מנשן which is very difficult The Gemara has an abaye. Nisaska b'chitris, v'nimtzo lo chitris v'eid. So whether we are tele, in two things. First of all, the saskes, and then the excess over and above the gris, the heavy gris, the excess over and above the gris, that we are tele in an invisible machelis. It's not right. So the Mori was not patient. So how do we pass it? So most Rishayim pass it according. Because it's a Shailik son, it's the Rabbonon, and since it's a Bible, so we may lay on the pass it according. So the Mechaber said,